Hey guys, how you doing? Welcome to my daily update video. I'm having a good day. I don't know how your day is going. So I'm in France this week. I'm in my home in Chambon-sur-Lignon in the Haute-Loire part of France, and been cleaning and doing odd jobs. Went to the town here and had a nice coffee and a croissant this morning, and it's a beautiful day here in France. And it's always a good day in the Kingdom of God as well. So good to be here with you. Hey, in a moment, I want to just continue on some thoughts on living by the desires of God, having God's desires flow through us. Such an important thing, and we'll get to that in just a second. Hey, let me do a couple of housekeeping things as well. For my friends back in Massachusetts, we have a guest speaker, Kathy Kirk, is going to be speaking on the way of blessing. Really, we're spending the whole month of June speaking about the ways of God. And this week, Kathy's going to be speaking about the way of blessing. Next week, I'm going to be speaking on the way of suffering. Suffering and blessing, both are kingdom realities. So I encourage you to be there this Sunday. Hey, just for our friends in Mass as well, Sunday afterwards, Sunday 19th, we're going to be doing some baptisms, actually doing a wedding in the middle of our Sunday service, baby dedications, lots of great family things there as well. So if you've never been baptized, you'd be welcome to join our baptismal folks there. Good. I'm going to be in France for another week, and I'll be speaking this coming weekend and in the Haute-Loire in Le Sievre, near Monistrol. I'll be speaking the Zoe Church, Église Zoe, on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. So any friends in Haute-Loire, Saint-Étienne, Lyon, that area there, love to have you guys come and join us. Contact me for the address if that's a help to you, and we're going to have a really great day. I will be preaching in French, promise. Right. Hey, let me share something here. So I began a series yesterday. I'm going to just do four or five videos on this theme of the desires of God. What I really want you to grasp is that God wants to bring us to a place where we do everything we want to do, but that what we want to do comes from Him. And the problem I see, you know, as a pastor in a way, trying to help people, the problem most people get to, and it can often take us a while to get there, is we just like what we do. Yeah, that's, you know, so often you'll be helping somebody with an issue, let's say alcoholism, something like that. And once you peeled all the layers of the onion down, what's often really going on is somebody saying, I hate what this disease, this problem does to my body. I hate hangovers. I hate feeling this way. I hate the social breakdown, maybe with my family, my work, whatever. I hate the fact it's, you know, having all these effects on me, but I really like drinking. And it's like they're saying, could you get rid of the bad effects and leave me with the pleasure of this? And the bottom line with sin is sin comes from desire. James says this in James chapter 1, where he talks about sin is conceived. Like literally a baby is conceived in a way. It says that when desire comes, it's conceived and then it gives birth to sin. And then sin gives birth to death. And there's a progression there that starts with suggestion, temptation, thought, desire, sin, and then death. And it's worth actually thinking that one through, because if you came to me with a temptation, with a suggestion that I have no desire for. If you came to me and said, Graham, smoke some black tar heroin, I'm going to go like, really? Seriously? I'm not going to resist temptation because it's no temptation. Yeah. It's not remotely tempting to do that kind of thing. Now, there's other areas in my life I need to be if you came and said, hey, Graham, I'm going to take you out for a lovely meal or ice cream or whatever, maybe that would be a temptation I need to work through. So I'm not trying to condemn anybody by saying that, but I want you to see that suggestion or temptation, desire, sin, death. Read it in James chapter 1. And I want to really give you another key today that will help you embrace the desires of God. If I can, let me tell a quick story, a historical story of somebody whose life really changed my life and I learned a lesson from. And that was simply a guy called Hudson Taylor. Hudson Taylor was a British guy. Many of you know, founded the Inland China Mission. He was a really amazing guy. Hudson Taylor had the call of God to go to China and preach the gospel. And Hudson Taylor got around the ministry of George Muller. And George Muller had basically understood that you can believe God for finances to raise for orphanages in Bristol simply by believing the promises of God. If you will, George Muller was like a faith preacher, believing the promises of God to feed orphans. And Hudson Taylor got around or read of the ministry of Muller and realized, hey, if that man can believe the written promises of God to feed thousands of orphans every day in Bristol, I can go to China. I can take hundreds of missionaries with me to China and believe for their provision, believe for their food, believe for the passage on the steamer boats, for housing, for whatever that is. I don't need a missionary organization raising money and approving me. If God's called me, I can go and simply blood and guts believe the written promises of God. And my God shall, just remember that word, shall supply all of my need. And Hudson Taylor went, and he did just that. He went and he believed God, and God came through. And God provided for him and hundreds of other men and women to go in China. Really great. You should read his, you know, the many of the biographies written about him. Really wonderful man. And yet there's another part to Hudson Taylor's story that is not that often told. And it's simply this, that even after several years, when Hudson Taylor was a quote unquote successful missionary in China, he had some renown now, was well known, people in the UK were supporting him, he was basically miserable. Let me say that again. He was miserable. And he was so aware of his own failings, of his own desires, of his own lusts, he would talk about, of his own, the things in his life that didn't please God. And because this man loved God and took God seriously, all the more he was aware of the things in his life that didn't please God. And he talks at times about being a fraud. You know, here am I preaching the gospel, and yet it's not completely working in my own life. And you know, there's a really interesting story, true story. Hudson Taylor's whole life got changed in one day by one letter. And if you want to research this more, it really came from the Keswick Convention. Keswick is a town in the Lake District in the northwest of the UK, and they'd have a big convention there every year. But basically, one person wrote Hudson Taylor one letter, and it was really simply this challenge that said, Hudson, you believed that when God says shall, my God shall supply all of your needs. You believe that all of the weight and the power of heaven stands behind that shall. When God says it shall be, it shall be. But he said, Hudson, you've never really believed when Jesus said, he that believes in me shall never thirst again. And he's, in a way, the shall of my God shall supply your needs. You can come to the written word of God and believe that because I'm a believer and I believe in Jesus, I'll never thirst again, never thirst for anything but God. And Hudson Taylor literally in one day got that revelation. He is the vine, I am the branch. His, the same sap, the same life, the same nutrients, the same, you can't separate the vine from the branches. And we are one in Christ Jesus. And right now, the life of Jesus flows through me. And Hudson Taylor said from that day, all of his striving ceased. And it's interesting, years, literally many, many years later in Australia, he preached on this event, and he would give a testimony. I don't want to misquote the years, but let's say 30, 40 years later, he'd say, my life is still just as transformed today as it was on that day. He said, I gave up trying to be a Christian. Suddenly, it was no longer Christ in me. It was no longer I who live, but Christ in me and the life I live in the flesh. Galatians 2:20, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Boom. And come on, I want to encourage you today. How do you live by the desires of God? Well, come back tomorrow and I'll give you some more specifics. But you don't try. This is not you trying to be a good Christian. The worst thing you can do in the Christian life is try to be a Christian, because you will fail. You will fail. It's Christ in us. And God wants to, vine and branches, John 15, flow his desires through us. Now, tomorrow I'm going to come back and teach how we practically do this every day of our life. But I want to encourage, I want to give some of you hope, guys. This is glorious. Your life can be changed and transformed like Hudson's was, like mine was. When I grasp that simple truth, it's God doing the work. It's God flowing through us. The work we need to do. Do you remember John 6? The disciples come to Jesus. I'll finish with this. They said, what must we do that we might work the works of God? And Jesus said, this is the work of God, that you believe. That's it. That's it. Well, not believe and, that you believe on he who God has sent. His name is Jesus. And today God can set you free from striving, from trying, from laboring to be a good Christian, persevering in that sense. And the work we need to do is to rest, to abide, to stay, not to live by bread alone, but to live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, Selah. Boom. Hey guys, thanks for watching. If you're new to my YouTube channel, why not hit that subscribe button? Check out the links below. Sign up for our email newsletter. I know that would be a blessing to many. And drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you. And pour les Français, je serai là ce week-end au Haute-Loire. J'aimerais bien que vous veniez. Je vais prêcher sur ce même thème ce week-end. Boom. Have a great day, guys. Love you. À plus.